Amen. I have just a short word for you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Open up your Bibles to the book of Job, which only seems fitting. The Bible says that Job was an upright man who eschewed evil. Amen. But how many know hell is about to invade his paradise? Go to the 19th verse. First chapter, the 19th verse. We were talking about the winds and the hurricanes and all the bad stuff that's going on all over the world. Tsunamis that are affecting lives of people, that are destroying people's lives. Folks are missing. Folks are maimed. Folks are sick because of the stuff, the tornadoes and the hurricanes and different things that are flooding, that it's going on. And what we have to understand is that even though we're not there, it's here. We have it here because we have hurricanes in our lives, and we have tornadoes in our lives, and we have floodings in our lives that are trying to upheave us and trying to tear us apart and trying to rip us out of the place that God has established in our lives. And we have to find a way to hold on with all that we have and fight this good fight of faith and give not, yield ourselves to the enemy, and understanding that God is victorious. And if God is victorious, that makes us victorious. And if we're victorious, that gives God to say that he is the great I am, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is God Almighty. He's Alpha and he's Omega. He's the beginning and he is the end. So we can look up to heaven from which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord and no other man and no other thing. And we know that God is God. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they were dead, and I only am escaped. I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Amen. There are going to be great winds that are going to come into your life. They're coming different ways and different types, but they're still winds that come to try to separate you from your faith. They come to try to separate you from your compassion. They come to try to separate you from the love of God. They come to try to separate you from your peace of mind. They want to separate you from the joy of the Lord that's in your spirit. They want to separate you from your focus in God, because they know as long as you can stay focused, you can make it through any storm. Long as you stay focused, you can withstand anything that comes against you. Long as you stay focused, you will be like Nehemiah. You'll make up in your mind, I'm not coming down off this wall till the people have a mind to work. You will make up in your mind that you are running this race with patience, and that God is with you and God is in you. Long as you can stay focused, and the enemy wants to destroy that focus. That's why these winds are coming into our lives to separate us from the power of God. Winds are coming into our lives to destroy our peace and take our grace and our mercy away from us, so that we no longer have confidence in the God that saved us. We don't have confidence in the God that delivered us. We don't have confidence in the God that healed us. Why? Because these different winds are bringing things into our lives. These winds are bringing sickness. These winds are bringing agony. These winds are bringing controversy. These winds are bringing affliction. These winds are bringing all these things in our lives. But I got news for you. If you stand on the word of God, if you believe and you trust in God, you got more than what you need to make it. Victory ain't something that's coming your way. Victory is already something you're walking in. Victory is already something you will proclaim. Victory is already your life. We got to stop looking back. And remember, Paul said you have to forget those things which are behind you, and you have to press toward the mark of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. And the mark that he's talking about is our nature and a character that says, though you slay me, yet will I praise you. So the winds came. A great wind came from the wilderness. It came out of the wilderness. There are trial winds that have come out of your trials and out of your circumstances that want to destroy you. But I'm excited today because you know what I found out. I may get down sometimes. I may be discouraged, Brother Darius. I may feel beat up. I might get sick. I might have turmoil. I might be afflicted. I might have persecution and all these things going on in my life. But one thing that I realize, it can't destroy me until God's through with me. Y'all don't hear me this morning. It can't destroy you till God done completed his work in you. So that's why he said, don't complain and don't murmur and bellyache about it, because it can't do nothing to you. It said, though you be cast down, you can't be destroyed. Glory to God. I'm excited about God this morning. Sometimes it takes you to go through some things to understand just how great your God is. Sometimes it takes you to experience some situations to understand that your God is a way maker. Sometimes you need to go through some trials to understand that you got to put your faith in him and not in man. Sometimes hell will come, but I got news for you. Where there's hell, there's heaven. My God, my God. The wind came from the wilderness and it smote the four corners of the house. But see, that's the key right there. Even though it smote the four corners of the house, you have to always remember that four is creative works. So regardless of whether it smote the four corners or not, there's a blessing about to take place. There's a miracle about to come forth from it all. Huh? Come on here, because the four represents creative miracles. God uses the worst things to bring forth the blessings in our lives. Hallelujah. So as it smote the four corners of the house and it fell upon the young men and they were dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. It's amazing how there's always going to be somebody that's going to come tell you about your mess up. Y'all don't hear me. There's always somebody a little bit holier than you are, a little bit closer to God than you are, that's gonna tell you where you missed God and where you made the wrong turn at. Amen. And they're gonna try to get you on the right path. Amen. But I got news for you. Don't you be moved by what they say. Don't you be caught up in what they believe. You just keep your confidence and your faith in God. Because if God tore it down, he most certainly can rebuild it. Hallelujah. When they went and told Job, it says Job rent his mantle and he shaved his head and fell down upon the ground. And what did he do? He worshiped God. My God, Rev, he worshiped God. The wind just came and stole his life right out from under him. But it says he rent his mantle, letting you know that he was hurt and that he was broken. And he fell to his face and he began to worship. He began to worship God. He said, Lord, you take it away, but you have the ability to give it back. You give it and you take it away. Father, I know there's some things in my life that I need to lose, but I know there's some things in my life that I need to have. But I know, Father, that you're going to move for me. I know that you're going to make a way out of no way. I know that you're going to provide and meet the need that I have, that I need met. I don't care whether the wind comes out of the wilderness or not. You were there with me. Because if there's a wilderness, you created it. And if you created it, you can control it. All I've got to do is what? In the midst of my storm, is fall down on my face and worship God. When hell is all around me, fall down on my face and worship God. When trouble is everywhere, fall down on my face and worship God. When sickness is trying to destroy me, fall down on my face and worship God. When folks are afflicting me, I gotta fall down on my face and worship God. Whatever you're going through today, all you got to do, you want to get through it, fall down on your face and worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to fall down and you got to worship God. And I like this because it says, he fell up on the ground. What's so significant about the ground? What's so significant about the ground? Because the ground is where we come from. Out of the dust of the earth we have come. And he fell back to the place of his origin. And he fell back to it. And he was telling his flesh, you can't have victory over me. He was telling his flesh, I'm not going to be hurt by what has happened. He was telling his flesh, you're not going to separate me from my God. He was telling his flesh and telling his circumstance that I'm still going to praise my God. You took my children, but I'm going to praise my God. You took the dearest thing to me, but I'm going to praise my God. You think you got over? I'm going to praise my God. Let me show you how much I'm going to praise him, because I'm going to fall down on this flesh and I'm going to bind this flesh and I'm going to worship the King of Kings and I'm going to worship the Lord of Lords, because I know that if God take it away, he can give it back. So I'm going to worship him. I'm going to start thanking him in advance for what I have need of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cry about our storms and we worry about our storms and we complain about our storm. But the word of God says you have to mount up with wings as an eagle. Why? And you have to fly right into the center of the storm. Why? Because the center of the storm is the safest place to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We trying to abide on the outside edges of the storm thinking that it's going to miss us. You better get in the middle of that bad boy. Hallelujah. I know I got the gift of gab, but I'm almost through. Somebody laughed. Hallelujah. Ah, Job rent his mantle and he shaved his head. Oh my God, symbolic of mourning. He shaved his head and he fell down upon the ground, meaning he's brought his flesh to the subjection to the power of God, and he worshiped God. And he said, y'all see what he said? Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. That's the type of attitude we got to have. I didn't have it before. Hallelujah. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? Houses can be rebuilt, but lives can't be rebuilt unless they're rebuilding God. Hallelujah. He said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I go back into it. What he was talking about, I came out naked, and everything's trying to strip me. I was stripped when I came out, and now I got news for you. There ain't nothing I'm going to take with me, but I got news for you. When I get ready to go, I will have worshiped my God. God will have made a place for me. God will have made a place for me in heaven where I can sit and I can reign, and I can dwell with Jesus, because I done created my atmosphere. Come on and praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You going through all kinds of stuff. You going through financial difficulties. You going through sickness in your body. You got folks persecuting you on your job. You got people in your home afflicting you. You got all kinds of stuff going on. But I got news for you. If you stand on the promises of God, God's promise says that you can have what you say. God promises, or you can call those things that are not as though they are. God's promise says ain't no weapon formed against you can promise. God's promise says if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Ah, my God, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Ah, he said, I came naked out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. And the Lord gave. We don't like this part. And the Lord taketh away. Ah, William. He gave it. And he took it away. I'm going to say it again. Somebody going to catch that. He gave it and he took it away. But anything God take, he replaces. Anything God take, he replaces. You don't want to lose. Oh, we finna get personal now. You don't want to lose it to your wife. You don't want to lose it to your husband. You don't want to lose it to your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You don't want to lose it to your children. But I got news to you. If you lose it to God, you're going to get it back. Hallelujah. Job understood. There was a principle that was operating in Job's life that most folks didn't understand. That's why the other three ministers began to come against him, try to tell him that he missed God. The other one tried to tell him, maybe you need to pray more. The other one might tell him, you need to fast more. The other one tried to tell him, maybe you're fasting. Your flesh is bad. These are ministers of the gospel trying to deal with him. But Job knew all the time that there was a revelation in his spirit. There was a revelation that said if he held on to the hand of God, God was going to deliver him. And when God delivered him, he was going to get back three times that God had allowed to be taken from him. I got news for you. If you lost something, look for it back. Somebody took something, look to get it back. If you can't find it, God will bring it back to you. Hallelujah. My God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You got to bless the name of the Lord anyway. Hallelujah. I can't begin to tell you some of the things I've lost. But bless the name of the Lord anyway. Oh my God, I got this pain in my back. But bless the Lord anyway. My head won't stop hurting, sis. Oh, but bless the Lord anyway. I went in my pocket today and there wasn't nothing but $3 in there. But bless the Lord anyway. They told me that I never amount to be anything. But bless the Lord anyway. They told me the power of God will never manifest. But bless the Lord anyway. Folks don't like me. But bless the Lord anyway. They talk about me on every side. But bless the Lord anyway. I don't feel like praising him this morning. But bless the Lord anyway. I got news for you. If you learn to bless the Lord anyway, you will find out that God will inhabit the praise that cometh from your lips. And whatever's going on in your life, you have the ability to create an atmosphere around you that God will get in and God will prove and make his way working. Oh, I'm going to fall on my face, Brother Tim. I'm going to worship God. Though hell be all around, I'm going to worship God. Sickness in my body, I'm going to worship God. Trouble on every side, I'm going to worship God. Legs ain't working right, I'm going to worship God. Disease in my body, I'm going to worship God. Tears flowing down from my eyes, I'm going to worship God. Head ain't working right, I'm going to worship God. Family acting like fools, but I'm going to worship God. Can't get a job, but I'm going to worship God. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, because I know that my God is more than able to supply and meet all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hey, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They about to turn my lights out, but I'm going to bless the Lord anyway. They say they're going to turn my gas off, but I'm going to bless the Lord anyway. They trying to retake my car, but I'm going to bless the Lord anyway. I got news for you. You better learn to bless him anyway. Yeah. Hallelujah. Mother Algie, they told me I had cancer and I wasn't going to make it, but I blessed the Lord anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They took Nancy's leg and she blessed the Lord anyway. A couple days, weeks ago, she was standing on both feet. Mother Malone was sick and couldn't get out for 3 weeks. We prayed and she said, I'll bless the Lord anyway. Here she is in church this morning. You gotta bless the Lord anyway. Brother Tim, I ain't gonna tell you, he got things, all kind of stuff going on in his body. But he gets up here and he does song service and he worships his God to the best of his ability. He puts his heart and his soul into it. You don't know that he's sick. You don't see how much weight he done lost, but he don't let it steal his focus, because he gonna bless the Lord at all times. Sister Rochelle got this sickness in her body that don't nobody know about, that could kill her instantly. But here she is today. She's blessing the Lord. Yeah. My God. Come on and give him some praise this morning. And you know what the most important part of all this is? It says, in all this, Job sinned not. The word sin there doesn't mean that he cursed God, that he didn't curse God, or that he didn't get drunk or get a peace pipe. Y'all know they ain't just start making crack. They just come up with new names for it every century. Hallelujah. But it means, in spite of everything that he was going through, he did not miss the mark. Hallelujah. What that means by he did not miss the mark, he never stopped loving. He never stopped caring. He never stopped being understanding. He never stopped letting the grace of God operate in his life. I don't care what you're going through today. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Nothing separates you from the love of God. Because it's the love of God. Your strength is in how much you can let God love through you. That's where your power is, in the love that is in you. We done got to a place where we love who we want to love. You can no longer love who you want to love. You can't pick out whom you want to love. You got to love everybody. Job loved all those clowns that was coming against him. He loved God just as much as he did before. He was upset. He didn't understand why he went through what he went through. But he knew one thing, that if God take it, God can surely give it back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God is worthy. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The 42nd chapter of Job says this. In the 12th verse. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she asses. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. My God. What is it saying? All you got to do is hold fast to your profession of faith. Amen. You got to hold on. You might only have one knot left in your rope, but if you'll hold on to it, God will give you the strength to sustain yourself so the enemy can't knock you down. And as long as you holding on and God see you fighting, he said he'll fight the battle for you. You just got to keep holding on. Now is not the time to let go. Now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to turn and run. But now is the time to fight. Now is the time to meet your thing right in the middle of the face and say, I have been called and ordained and chosen by the Lord, and I bind you and I adjure you in the name of Jesus. You have to take authority over every foul thing that comes against you, over every spirit, over all flesh. You have to bind it in the name of Jesus, and you have to speak to that thing as with the power. Says, say unto this mountain, be thou removed. And that mountain got to do what? It's got to move. Even if it don't get out of your way, you can see it as though it's moved, and you can go right through that bad boy. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you this morning. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, though the enemy may come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard. And the enemy has come, but God has raised up a standard in our lives that we can take everything that is before us that's not like God and bring it under subjection to the authority and the dominion of the Lord. Amen. Come on and give God some praise this morning. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.